environment of the people, by the people, for the animals. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. While a lot of people are wondering how Barack Obama's policies will affect the environment, voters in California took things into their own hands. They approved a ballot measure that ensures that hens and calves and pigs are treated more humanely. Julie Grant's been looking into this issue. I guess, Julie, this means the chickens are going to have a little more room to move around.
Well, that's what they're expecting. I mean, right now in most states, calves raised for veal, pregnant pigs, and hens that lay eggs are all caged so tight they can barely move. By 2015, Proposition 2 in California takes effect, and that's going to force farms to make sure animals are given enough room to move around. Michael Makarian is a vice president with the U.S. Humane Society, and they spent millions to get this issue approved.
You cram these animals into cages barely larger than their bodies, and they're practically immobilized for their entire lives. I mean, what could be more basic than giving an animal some freedom of movement?
Now, opponents of the issue say this is going to cost farmers, and so it's going to cost consumers. And they say we'll see more imports from countries that don't have these kinds of laws.
So a lot of times when California passes an environmental restriction, that ends up going across the country.
That's right. I mean, we've already seen this type of law in a few other states, and this is just an indication we might see more of this.
Okay, thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. You know, we have got a lot of coal in this country. The coal industry says we can convert it to diesel fuel. But environmentalists say that creates a lot more greenhouse gases that cause global warming than just burning oil. Jeff Stiles is managing director of GSW Strategy. It's an energy consulting firm. He also writes the blog Energy Outlook. And Jeff, you ran across a company that turns coal not into diesel fuel, but into unleaded gasoline, and it doesn't put off the kind of greenhouse gases that coal to diesel does.
That's correct. It's a unique application of this technology because what it does is it takes multiple pieces of proven technology, combines them in a way that creates an efficient source of unleaded gasoline, but at the same time, it produces a pure stream of carbon dioxide routed into a group of oil fields where it's used to enhance the oil recovery and becomes sequestered in the ground geologically.
Why couldn't they do that with the regular coal-to-diesel process that has been used for decades?
Now, a lot of this has to do with the proximity of this facility that this company, DKRW, is going to be constructing at a place called Medicine Bow, Wyoming. It's actually quite close not only to the coal fields, but to some mature oil fields that need carbon dioxide in order to increase their declining production. And you have all of this in the right place.
Now, this final fuel that will be produced, it's not going to be any less CO2 emitting than petroleum-based gasoline.
That's exactly right, with one proviso, and that's that when you process crude oil in a conventional refinery, that processing also releases emissions. In the case of this operation, essentially all of those emissions are captured and fed into geological sequestration. So gasoline resulting from this process could actually end up being even slightly lower in terms of life cycle greenhouse gas emissions, what people call well to wheels, than gasoline produced from conventional crude oil.
Jeff Stiles writes the blog Energy Outlook. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.